Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, another crypto collapse. Dems take control of the Senate. And Nas. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Got a great show for you tonight. The Democrats are as surprised as you are about winning. Donald Trump goes to war with everyone. And if you were hoping to lose all your money in crypto, well, then I've got some good news. Plus, hip-hop legend and New York's very own Nas is our guest tonight. Talking about a brand new album. So let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Before we get into the big stories, let's catch up on a few other things going on in the world. Starting in the United Kingdom, where a protester who threw eggs at King Charles has now been banned from carrying eggs in public as a condition of his bail. And I mean, that just really shows you how much England has lost its edge. You know, in the old days, if you came at the king, they would torture you in the Tower of London for the rest of your life. Now it's like, you attacked our king? Well, good luck making an omelet now. In some news from the world of philanthropy, Jeff Bezos announced that he will be giving Dolly Parton $100 million to celebrate her good deeds in the world. Yeah, and that's how rich Jeff Bezos is. Imagine being so rich that you think it's charity when you give money to millionaires. He's like, oh, you poor thing. You don't even have a spaceship, do you? Oh, yeah, let me break you off some. Oh, in major geopolitical news, President Biden met for the first time with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. And after the three-hour meeting, Biden declared that an invasion of Taiwan is not imminent. And I know what probably happened here. Xi Jinping went into that meeting planning to stick it to Joe. But first, Biden told him about that one time where he had that friend who was a Negro baseball player. And he used to work at the pool with all the kids, and he'd ride the Amtrak all the way to Scranton, man. It's not the Scranton today, man. Scranton was so different back then. My papa always used to tell me, my word is a Biden, an ice cream man. Go, come on, Jack. And Xi Jinping was like, you know what? You can have Taiwan. Just stop talking. I don't know what any of this is. Just leave me alone. All right, but let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day, starting with the midterms. That magical time of the year when the most exciting thing on TV is Steve Kornacki doing math. Now, votes are still being counted across the country, but a few things are clear. One, you can take off your I voted sticker now, we get it. And two, Senate Democrats are about to get two more years in the driver's seat.
Let's begin with Democrats shocking the political world by retaining control of the United States Senate, thanks to a win overnight in Nevada.
Democrats now taking a victory lap, defying history and expectations, on track to their best midterm performance since John F. Kennedy was president.
This is a very happy day.
With at least 50 seats and Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote, Democrats now keep control of the upper chamber, regardless of the outcome of Georgia's Senate runoff. runoff slated for December 6th. Holding the Senate gives President Biden and his party control over the legislative agenda there, and critically, judicial confirmations, including the Supreme Court if another seat opens up.
That's right. Now that Nevada and Arizona have been called, the Democrats have officially kept control of the Senate for another 2 years, which is a huge surprise. I mean, when Chuck Schumer heard that happened, his glasses nearly fell right off his face. I mean, at least I'm assuming that's why they're down there, right? And remember, the reason this is so important is because keeping the Senate means that Democrats can keep confirming judges, including Supreme Court justices, like if any of them retire, or let's say, I don't know, gets like a DUI, you know?
I still like beer.
My man. But, remember, if Republicans take control of the House, then every dream the Democrats have of codifying Roe v. Wade or taxing the rich or turning Pete Buttigieg into a real boy, they can't do it. Yeah, I mean, they probably weren't going to do it anyway, but now they have someone to blame. Those pesky Republicans! Now, of course, there's still the Georgia runoff in December between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker, which the Democrats don't need anymore. They don't need to win in order to control the Senate. But it would give them extra cushion for when Joe Manchin tries to cockblock them, or Kyrsten Sinema goes rogue, or Bernie Sanders misses a vote because he's arguing with a grocery store manager. He's just, shove that Apple Pay up your ass. I want to pay with a check. Wait, hold on. I wrote the wrong date. Give me another chance. So we're going to have to wait until December to see what the final count in the Senate is. And really, that race can go either way. But can we just admit, now that the stakes are a little lower, you kind of want to see what Herschel Walker would be like as a senator. I'm not saying they should. I'm not saying they should. And I'm not saying it would be good for Georgia or for the country. But, when he gets Mitch McConnell pregnant with another secret baby, it'll be all worth it. It'll be all worth it.
Oh, he sent me a card and a $500. Right.
But while the Democrats are celebrating their success in the midterms, Republicans are being forced to look ahead to 2024. And the question of who will take on the animated corpse of Joe Biden for the presidency. So obviously, all eyes on Donald Trump, you know, because he's the person who has promised a big announcement from Mar-a-Lago tomorrow. Yeah, and no one knows what the big announcement could be. It could just be that he successfully walked down a ramp, or that he finally memorized all the words to the McDonald's Big Mac song. But everyone is expecting that it's going to be his entry into the presidential race.
No.
Yeah. Oh. And there are a lot of reasons people think that Trump is going to run again, right? They think he wants to avoid an indictment. They think he thinks he's already won last time. It could be the fact that he has a Cinemax movie in the White House DVR that he wants to finish watching. Will Emmanuel get back from space? I don't know. But the biggest hint that he's running again is that he spent a lot of time recently making fun of other Republicans who might think of running. Right? You remember, he called Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSanctimonious. He mocked Mike Pence's polling numbers. And then last week, he found something to say about a new target, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin.
On Friday, the former president posted on his social media platform, Truth Social, that Youngkin's last name, quote, sounds Chinese.
The post read in part, Youngkin, now that's an interesting take, sounds Chinese, doesn't it? Couldn't have won without me.
You know, just when I think Trump has hit peak strange, he finds a way to take it to another level. He's like Super Saiyan of strange because, first of all, how are you so racist that you can make an anti-Asian remark about a white guy? I don't even understand that. And secondly, how are you so weird that you can surprise yourself in your own text? He's the one typing, then he's like, now that's an interesting thing, you wrote it! Are you guys seeing what just happened? You typed it! Like, who are you? How does your brain work? The only explanation that makes sense in my head is that he typed the guy's name in, and then it auto-corrected to Youngkin, and now Trump is having a conversation with his autocorrect, like, wow, I never thought of it that way, keyboard. You should be my running mate. So smart, so strong, so clever. But this moment here is just another one where you realize that the tide is turning against Trump ever since the midterms. Because this time, Republicans are pushing back against him. Yeah, they've come out, they're like, this is not cool, why are you saying this? They're fighting him. You realize if this happened before the midterms, Youngkin would have come out like, why, yes, in fact, I am a Chinese man. Ni hao, y'all, and ji xi ni, Mr. Trump. But let's move on to some financial news. After being hailed as the future of money, 2022 has been cryptocurrency's worst year yet. The crypto market has lost $1.3 trillion worldwide. Hundreds of cryptocurrencies have completely disappeared, and Matt Damon has moved on to selling Herbalife. And now, just when we thought the crypto world couldn't fall any lower, this happened.
One popular cryptocurrency exchange is on the brink of collapse this morning. FTX filed for bankruptcy Friday, leaving investors scrambling and destabilizing the entire industry.
The company's 30-year-old CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, resigned, and his $16 billion fortune erased. Bloomberg has called his meteoric fall from grace one of history's greatest ever destructions of wealth. At its peak, the crypto exchange was worth $32 billion and benefited from superstar endorsements from Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, Naomi Osaka, and Steph Curry. The NBA's Miami Heat had its venue renamed as FTX Arena just last year, but now that name's coming off the building.
The downfall of FTX began earlier this month when reports raised serious questions about its financial health. Those questions triggered a bank run on the exchange as too many customers tried to withdraw their assets. By Thursday, Bankman-Fried was apologizing on Twitter, saying, quote, I'm sorry I f***ed up and should have done better.
Yeah, one of the biggest cryptocurrency exchanges has filed for bankruptcy, going from being worth $30 billion to being $8 billion in the hole. And do you know how hard it is to lose that much money overnight without buying Twitter? This wasn't easy. and look, I will say I am glad that he apologized, but a tweet saying, I f***ed up, doesn't capture the enormity of what you've done. You know, I f***ed up is the wrong address. I f***ed up is like the wrong Uber or something. At the very least, you've got to add like 10 more U's, because you And this crypto collapse is sending shockwaves everywhere, from people losing billions of dollars to the Miami Heat being forced to change the name of their arena, right? Now that FTX is broke, you saw that. And I'll be honest with you, I feel like this one is on the Heat. Right? If you're gonna let a company buy the naming rights to your arena, at least make sure it's an established company. Don't commit to some crypto startup that's been around for 2 years. Huh? This is like going on a first date. And then when the person goes to the bathroom, you get a lower back tattoo of their name, you know? Just like, yeah, there's no way this could backfire. Yeah. Wait, it's Janice? I thought it was Jenny. And you have to admit, it is crazy that a crypto collapse can take so much real money with it. Think about it. It's fake money. But people lost real savings. It's like finding out someone's imaginary friend died by driving your car off a cliff. You're like, how? Your friend wasn't real. They were real to me. And personally, I hope Tom Brady didn't invest too much of his money in this company. Yeah, because otherwise he'll never be able to retire. Hey, he's gonna be like 90 years old in a huddle, just like, you're gonna run a post out left and you block the blitz. And did I ever tell you about that time I had a friend who was a Negro baseball player? He used to work at the pool with the kids at Amtrak and the scabbard and pop up. My word is Joe Biden. Come on, Jack. Come on, let's do it. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go to a quick break, let's check in on the stock market with our finance expert, Michael Costa, everybody. Michael, absolute insanity. What is happening in the market today?
Trevor, I am crushing it. I mean, I'm crushing it so hard that I too should be banned from carrying eggs because I would crush them, okay? I got a hot tip for you, too, so pay attention. I got a hot tip for you, okay? But obviously, Trevor, today, it's all about crypto and FTX, which collapsed last week. Now, this is really important, okay? People are losing their third houses because of this, all right? Now, obviously, I didn't invest in FTX. I didn't like that Tom Brady was promoting it. I have a very simple investing rule. Don't take financial advice from people who get hit in the head all day, okay? That's why the only athletes I listen to are swimmers, okay? They don't get hit in the head. Now, this is important. Wait until they're out of the pool to hear what they have to say. Otherwise, you'd put all your money into Wall Street. Pay attention to this right here. This 52-week low, 1.2, that's low, okay? Now, I'm an expert. I don't expect you to understand numbers, but let me explain it to you, okay? Zero is the bottom. You can't get lower than zero unless there's a wind chill. So look, I know this looks like the price of FTX token, but what this chart actually represents is the age of people who trust crypto, okay? In November, it's like 20, 25. Maybe at one point it reached 30 years old, but now the only group that trusts crypto, 2.5-year-olds, Trevor, okay? Yeah. 2.5-year-olds believe in crypto because they'll believe in anything, you know? They believe in Santa Claus, they believe in the tooth fairy. They believe I actually got your nose. Trevor, this one kid paid me $20 to give it back to him. I'm crushing it. I am crushing it. Okay, now, it's gotten so bad, if you ask a 4-year-old about crypto, they'll be like, no, absolutely not. I'm not an idiot. Now, will you take me to the potty so I can make a doo-doo? All right, Trevor, why? Why did this happen? Okay, the founder, one man, three names, Sam Bankman-Fried, all right? Look, the writing is on the wall, everybody. No, specifically this wall. Bankman-Fried? If that's not a warning, yeah. You see, I'm an expert. If that's not a warning, I don't know what is. Would you eat at a restaurant where the chef was named Brian Undercooked Chicken, okay? You know, he did try to save his company by going to his chief rival for a bailout. That's gotta be tough, right? That's like asking your wife's tennis coach for sex tips, you know? Which reminds me, Jake, you gotta call me back, dude. I mean, okay, lastly, this is yet another reminder that we shouldn't automatically assume that nerdy, quirky-looking people are geniuses, right? The same way you gotta be careful with these handsome guys on TV in their suits giving you these financial tips. And just because they're standing in front of a stock chart, people will trust them with their life savings. It's disgusting, okay? By the way, I got a hot tip for you, okay? If you're still in on crypto, I got your nose, and if you want it back, you gotta give me some money. Come on, come get it. Come get it.
Michael Kopsta, everybody. Thank you so much for those, I think they're tips. All right, when we come back, Roy Wood Jr. is gonna visit Wakanda, so don't go away.
Hey everyone, I'm Twitter's new head of communications. There's a lot going on right now, but I just wanna assure you that everything's under control. Comedy is legal on Twitter again. Okay, please stop impersonating Elon Musk. Please stop impersonating our advertisers. Please stop impersonating me. I do not eat my own farts. Okay, we are pausing blue checks. You can't eat a fart. You can't do it. Comedy, it's mostly legal on Twitter. If you have any questions, just contact customer support. Nope. They were fired. For $8 a month, anyone can get a blue check mark, a gray check mark, an invisible check mark. If you have any questions, you can contact our verification team. Nope. They were fired. Okay, Chevrolet is not coming out with a car called the Hitlermobile. Comedy has been downgraded to semi-legal on Twitter. If you see a verified account, please assume that it's fake. All right, fake tweet alert, everyone. John Kerry is not, quote, so horny his nuts about to bust. Comedy is now illegal on Twitter. Well, I've been fired. It's been fun. I'm back. From now on, if you want to imitate someone, your bio has to say parody. Not your bio, your account name. Your account name and your bio have to say parody. Look in the mirror and say parody 3 times. New policy, you now have to pay $8 a month to not be verified. Well, hope that cleared things up. Thanks for using Twitter, everyone.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Was the premiere of the new Black Panther movie, Wakanda Forever. But did you know that T'Challa is not the first black superhero? Well, for more, we turn to Roy Wood Jr. in another episode of CP Time.
Oh, good whiskey.
Ah, welcome to CP Time, the only show that's for the culture. Today, we'll be discussing black superheroes. Iconic characters like Falcon, War Machine, Cyborg, and the dude at Church's Chicken who puts onion rings in your bag of fries. That brother uses his powers for good. Black superheroes are not new. In fact, they've been squeezing into spandex for decades, dating as far back as 1936, when cartoonist Jay Jackson created Speed Jackson in the Chicago Defender newspaper. Speed Jackson was a former track star at Howard University who was an excellent fist fighter, which may not sound powerful compared to today's superheroes with their laser eyes and sticky spider hands, but you have to think about it like sports. Today's best athletes are the pinnacle of human physicality, while the best athletes from the 1930s were just the ones with the least polio. Times change. Jackson used his abilities to fight against fascists during the war and right the wrongs of a racist society, which is tough because superpowers don't help when you're fighting systemic racism. Doesn't matter if you have the strength of 10 men if none of those men can get a mortgage. In 1947, black superheroes made the leap from comic strip to comic book with Lion Man, a cat-themed superhero who protected the world's largest uranium deposit in Africa's Gold Coast. Although a cat may not have been the best animal to defend a valuable resource. Sure, cats are fast and agile, but you're getting there doing one of those 22 hours that they're asleep, and that uranium is yours. Lion Man was created by Orrin Evans, who intended his comic to counter the racial distortion seen in other comics. Although, if he was trying to avoid racial stereotypes, I think it's fair to say the results were mixed. Look at Lion Man right there. Shirtless, with a loincloth, and an arrow through his butt. And somehow, that is still the least problematic character on the cover. Despite how it looks today, Lion Man was still groundbreaking as an all-black written and illustrated comic, even if now the cover looks like Tucker Carlson tried to draw Africa. In the 1970s, there was an explosion of black superheroes. Characters like Black Lightning, Black Vulcan, and Black Goliath. Basically, if you were trying to create an African-American hero in the 70s, you put the word black in front of whatever was lying around you in the apartment. This week, Black Chandelier battles it out against his arch nemesis, Black Candy Wrapper. But the most popular of these superheroes was the newest member of the X-Men, Storm, an African priestess who could control the weather to keep the rain from messing up her hair. Storm was a landmark character for both black and female representation in comics. And on top of that, she's definitely the best X-Man. You know I'm right. Who's better than Storm? Rogue, what's her power?
If I hold my boyfriend's hand too long, he'll die.
Wolverine is indeed strong, except for when he has to go through TSA. Professor X can read minds, but that means he also sees all the kinky sex stuff his enemies are thinking. Good luck defeating Magneto when you know how much he loves feet. By the 1990s, black superheroes were making it to the big screen. In 1993, Robert Townsend directed The Meteor Man, a film about a mild-mannered teacher who was hit by a radioactive meteor and got superpowers. And I must say, it's bold to name yourself after the worst thing that's ever happened to you. My superhero name would be Sheila Left Him Man, with the power to eat one whole can of tuna over the sink. You were right, Sheila. I can't do better. In 1998, Marvel bet on black with the Blade franchise. Wesley Snipes starred as a vampire hunter to great box office success. And Blade was a powerful mamma jamma. He managed to be that cool while wearing the same sunglasses as Guy Fieri. That's also why there's no vampires in Flavortown. Blade became a household name and the first major theatrical success for Marvel, setting off a wave of Marvel films to come in the next two decades, because Wesley Snipes proved that no one's powerful enough to defeat Marvel heroes, except for the IRS. Please don't punch me, Wesley Snipes. Big fan. Now black superheroes are everywhere, even taking over the mantle of formerly white heroes. We have an African-American Green Lantern, Iron Man, Captain America, and Spider-Man. No black Bruce Wayne, though. That requires too much generational wealth. Well, that's it for CP time. And remember, before the cult... What's that? It's the CP signal. Someone needs a folksy man to come and tell them about black history. I'm on my way, Florida, to the CP Mobile. I need some gas money for the CP Mobile. It ain't lettered. I can't afford it.
Thank you so much for that, Roy. All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, the legendary Nas will be joining me right here on the show. You don't want to miss it.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Tonight is a Grammy Award-winning rap legend. He's here to talk about his new album, King's Disease 3, which is out now. Please welcome the one and only Nas. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, man, it's welcome back. Congratulations on the new album. You know, I was thinking about this today when we were talking about you coming on. I was like, you are a living hip-hop legend. And I think the significance of that for me lies in the meaning both ways. One, you are still in the game, you're still doing it, you're still contributing, you're still making great music, but also you are a living hip-hop legend. We take for granted how many legends we've lost in hip-hop. We take for granted how many people aren't around who are part of that. Do you ever wake up in the morning and think to yourself, damn,
so many of the people I started with in this game aren't here anymore, and I'm still here getting to be a part of it.
All the time. All the time. Somebody, a friend of mine today, called me and told me, he said, yo, you realize how long and you've been around and how much you survived and things you've been through? You know, we just lost a hip-hop artist the other week, man,
yeah.
Takeoff, and, you know, may he rest in peace. And, you know, I lost so many friends even before I got into music. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I would get into music and then still see it going on, you know?
You've done that. You've done more than just survive it. You've succeeded in it. You've thrived in it. And
thanks.
I think what I love about this album is how it feels like you almost reminiscing whilst also writing a piece of the future.
Yeah.
You know, you've always been, till this day, everyone will say, one of the greatest lyricists that's ever lived.
Wow,
but the stories that you tell, you know, the way you mm-hmm. weave. I mean, for instance, everyone who was in hip hop was familiar with like your beef with Jay-Z, right? Mm-hmm. What it was.
Yeah.
And I loved how in here you talk about that beef, what it was, how it disappeared, but how you'll still text him saying, you know, this isn't over, right?
Well, when I released the track list for the album the other day, he released a picture with all his Grammys. Yeah, shout out to him. And a shout out to Hit-Boy, who produced this album, the entire album. He produced the other two albums and also the album Magic. We slipped in 4 albums in 2 years.
Yeah, you've been prolific.
And the reason, yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks. And the reason I think it happened is because we started the first one in 2020 when the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So at first I was scared to come outside, and then Hit-Boy was in the studio like, come on, man. It's like a month. You didn't leave your house. And he got me to come outside and had nothing else to do.
Right.
And we finished the first one really quick, and we said, you know, we should do this again. And here we are with the third one on my label, Master Pills.
I'd love to know that. When you look at hip-hop as a whole, you know, you were there when it was only seen as gangster rap. You were there when it was completely ostracized from society. Now it's at the Super Bowl. Now it is, you know, at a hockey game. I remember that's when I was like, wow, okay, hip-hop has done it. You know? No, for real.
Right.
I'd love to know, you know, where you would like to see the game progressing to now that it's, you know, it's not in the exact same place it was before.
I think it evolved, and I think people can realize that you don't have to be scared of it. We learn from our mistakes, and then we can grow in it. We don't have to stay doing one thing.
Right.
The ones who stay doing one thing, unfortunately, they fall off. And we have to understand that, like, hip-hop is now, it's going on 50 years, and we've been behind this whole 50 years will be next year. Hip-hop's been alive. So we've been behind trying to curate this museum that's coming up in the Bronx right now.
That's amazing.
And the mayor has even gotten involved.
That's amazing.
Mayor Adams, and, you know. And I noticed one thing with the culture. It's like artists don't think they can go past one way, or we have to be all in one like area trying to fight for crumbs. And it's like hip hop's a multi sound genre. So it's like in rock, you don't compare Kiss to the Rolling Stones,
mm-hmm.
you know, but in
mm-hmm.
hip hop, for some reason, we're fighting it for the same thing. And, you know, you feel like you have to be the number one guy all the time. So hip-hop is multi-sound genre. You can have multiple things going on at once. Doesn't matter how, if you're 20 years old or 40 years old or whatever. It's a beautiful culture, and I love all of it. So I think that we should all, as writers, get out of your comfort zone and spread your wings and expand
really
with
like
your sound.
That. Yeah, I really like that. Before I let you go, I want to talk about that idea of being more. You know, we know you for the music. We know you for being in the restaurant business and doing extremely well, being successful with that. We also know you, you know, getting
somebody
in.
Somebody said it. Sweet Chick? Yeah,
yeah,
you been there?
Yeah.
All right.
It's phenomenal. People love it. And, you know, I remember eating and someone was like, you know, Nas owns this chicken. I was like, this chicken that I'm holding right now? It was a weird way that someone said it to me. But you're also getting involved in a different type of storytelling, which is in film. You know, I know that you directed a documentary.
Yeah.
You know, that talks about, you know, the supreme world of like, it was this underworld in Queens. And I know you're also involved in a really fascinating story about the civil rights icons, everybody, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr., etc.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it about that world that entices you? Why are you stepping into documentaries, filmmaking, etc., and doing well at it?
I'm a movie buff. I love films.
For real?
And yeah, I love films. I love them, love them, love them. I was Halloween. I was going Friday the 13th crazy. I was going Halloween crazy. I was, I went to see Halloween Ends and all of that. It was
thing. What's your favorite film? What is like the movie that you can never get enough of? You watch it over and over and over.
Beat Street, the old school hip hop film.
Okay.
That's my favorite. Then it comes to the Godfathers and all of that stuff.
Okay, okay.
You know, Godfather's a family movie, you know? It's a beautiful thing, you know? But I love films. I love Steven Spielberg. I rapped about him on one of my first raps. And I always wanted to get into it. So the Supreme Team was one about an underworld organization in Queens long ago. We hear about the Gottis and all of those, John Gottis and stuff, but we never really hear about this. So I like to uncover things, the good, the bad, the ugly in America. And mm-hmm. his story was mm-hmm. some innocent people and some people are guilty. Some are innocent, probably. But the new one, The Invaders, that just came out, you can catch it on Apple, Amazon Prime, is about this organization of musicians, intellectuals, Vietnam vets who got together, who were trying to strike against a garbage truck company
yeah.
where someone was killed in this faulty truck, and then there was no pensions, the money was bad, and Martin Luther King came down there and he stood with the Memphis people, the people that were striking, mm-hmm. and he found out who the Invaders were, and they wanted to protect the march because the first march was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, we know the end, how Martin Luther King, you know what happens, but there's another look into that story through the eyes of the Invaders.
Right.
And most of them are still alive, and it's a really good picture. And it's 1967, and it's amazing. So there's so many stories to uncover all over the world, and here's my world, and I want to talk about it. Another one besides Sweet Chick I got to tag is Coat, Michelin star restaurant. Coat, you gotta go. You gotta go.
That's you?
Yeah, I'm it's not me, but I'm a part of it.
Yeah, but still, that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man of many talents.
Thank
I appreciate you.
Man.
Congratulations again.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For coming on the show. King's Disease 3 is out now. Nas, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Thank you, man.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Consider donating to City Harvest, right? This is a New York City organization, and they're actually New York's first and largest food rescue organization that has delivered more than 1 billion pounds of nutritious food to pantries and soup kitchens across the city. So if you can support their work in any way in fighting food insecurity, then please donate at the link below. Until next time, stay safe out there, and remember, the safest investments are where you use other people's money.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun.
the I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.